Good morning, everybody. In our parsha, Parshas Pekudei, we conclude the very arduous task of constructing the Mishkan and all of the Bigdei Kahuna. Each kli, as we know, had a very special significance, and each of the begadim were meant to inspire the Kohanim with a particular message and an ideal. The Kohen Gadol, as the Rambam tells us, was an individual who spent his entire day in the Beis Hamikdash, thinking about the Avodah and ensuring that the Shechina would feel comfortable and find room to dwell in this heaven on earth. One of the unique begadim worn by the Kohen Gadol was the gold plate on his forehead, the tzitz, containing the words Kodesh LaHashem on it. And the Mefarshim explain that this served for him as a constant reminder that all that he was involved with throughout the day, all of his energies and activities in the Beis HaMikdash, were for an elevated purpose and a divine purpose, and they were meant to be Kodesh LaHashem. But who is this person needing a reminder of the tzitz? We're talking about the holiest man in the entire Jewish people. He is the only one to have an intimate encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yom Kippur when he enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim. This is the man who never left the confines of the Beis HaMikdash, and he needs the reminder, he needs the tzitz on his forehead to tell him that everything he's doing is Kodesh LaHashem. Does the illustrious Kohen Gadol really need a gold bar on his head to remind him that his work is consecrated? Doesn't he know that? There's no way he could possibly mistake that and forget it for a minute, what his mission was on this world. This explains Rav Moshe Feinstein is meant to serve as a message to the entire Jewish people. That no matter what you might be involved with, no matter how preoccupied, absorbed, and engrossed you might be in a particular task, be it offering the karbanos or entering into the holiest place on earth, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it is so easy for us as human beings to get distracted from what we're doing. All it takes is 1 second for our minds to travel, for our eyes to wander, and for our hands to reach. We so quickly become inattentive, and it's hard for us to concentrate and stay focused. And this is why even the great Kohen Gadol needed something on his head to serve as a constant reminder for himself what his purpose and mission were on this world. In the end of Parshas Mishpatim, Moshe Rabbeinu is invited up to the heavens to receive the Torah, as we all know. And as we all know, he stayed there for a duration of 40 days and 40 nights, and only afterward did he return down to earth to deliver the Torah to the Jewish people. The pasuk says, "Vayomer Hashem al Moshe," HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls out to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he says, "Alei Eli Hahara," come up to me to the mountain, "Veheye Sham," and be there. And why should you come up? "Ve'etne lecha es luchos ha'eben," and I will give you the luchos, "vehatorah vehamitzos asher kasavti lehoros." Rashi comments on the seemingly extra words, "Veheye Sham." Well, obviously, if Hashem says, "Alei Eli Hahara," come up to me, obviously, if he's going up to the heavens, then of course he's going to be there. So what is the added words, "Veheye Sham," and "to be there"? What does that mean? Rashi explains that Moshe was being advised to get comfortable. Roll up your sleeves, so to speak, because you will be staying here for 40 days and 40 nights. But listen to an original pshat of one of the great Hasidic Rebbes, Rabbi Cheskel Mikuzmir. He comments that often we go to a business meeting, we go to eat out, we go to shul or to a simcha, we're there with all our friends and it's wonderful, but we're not actually there. We show up physically, but mentally we're in a completely different place. Just a few weeks ago I attended an Avos Ubanim learning program, and there was a father sitting on my table with his 3 sons learning Chumash and Rashi. But each time his sons began to read, he started to text and email on his phone under the table. I can't tell you how sad I was to see such a sight. I just couldn't hold back from crying for these children. These children knew that their father was physically there, that he drove them to the learning program, that he took out the time to teach them and to listen to them read. But they also knew that in reality he was not there at all. Deep down, he couldn't care less about them. His mind was in other places. He didn't even care enough about them to offer a full hour of his attention, and he simply couldn't hold himself back from being involved in everything else while trying to sit with his children for just a few minutes. The term they give for this nowadays is absent parenting, when the parent is there, but in reality, he's just not there at all. And this is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked of Moshe Rabbeinu. "Alei Eli Hahara," come up to the heavens, but it's not enough for you to come. Hashem then adds, "Veheye Sham," you need to be there. Don't forget why you've come up, why I have invited you up here to the heavens. Make sure to pay attention and don't let yourself get distracted from the experience that you're about to have. It's not only the Kohen Gadol who needs to be reminded, but even the Adon HaNaviim. Moshe Rabbeinu, who needs to be reminded as well of the importance of staying focused. When Yaakov Avinu is running away from his brother Esav in Parshas Vayishlach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to him and he says, Vayomer Elokim El Yaakov, Kum Alei Beis El, I would like for you to go up to Beis El, Vishav Sham, and stay there. Va'asei Sham Mizbeach Lokel HaNira Elecha, and I want you there to build a Mizbeach. The Ramban and the Chaim HaKadosh and many other Mefarshim are bothered with the meaning of these extra words, Vishav Sham, and stay there. Didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu just tell him to go to Beis El? So what does it mean he should go there and stay there? The Sfarno suggests, L'chavin daitecha kodem shetivne mizbeach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov Avinu, don't just go to Beis El. Make sure you pay attention to what it is that you were sent to do there. Beis El is a holy place. It's sacred, and there's a very special mission that you were asked to accomplish there. It's not enough to go there physically, but you need to go there mentally as well. Vishev sham. And perhaps this is a very fitting lesson to be taught to none other than Yaakov Avinu, because just a few parshios earlier in Parshas Vayetze, Yaakov Avinu goes to Beis El, and he goes to sleep, as we all know, and he has a dream, and upon waking up he says to himself, Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnaso, Yaakov Avinu wakes up, Vayomer, and he says, Achein yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh, va'anochi lo yadati. The first time Yaakov Avinu went to this sacred Beis El, he simply wasn't paying attention. He fell asleep and he was unaware of his surroundings. Anochi lo yadati. He was not aware that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there. And perhaps this is why just a few parshios later he's told, this time go to Beis El, vishev sham, and make sure that you pay attention. Make sure to stay focused on that which is in front of you. This was the great Yaakov Avinu, about whom the Psukim say, V'hinei Hashem nitzav alav. Hashem was always with him at all times. He was the Bechir Sheba Avos. He was raising the Shivtei Kah. And he too, just like the Kohen Gadol, and just like Moshe Rabbeinu himself, needed a reminder to stay focused. In fact, the Ramban writes in Parshas Tazria, that the halachas of Tzaraas did not go into effect until after the Jewish people finished the 14 years of conquering and settling in Eretz Yisrael. Because Tzaraas, as the Ramban explains, is an area of halacha that's very sensitive and particular, and it requires a serious degree of our attention. And while Klal Yisrael were involved in conquering and building, it would not have been possible for them to give the requisite attention to this very important halachic matter. The mitzvah was put on hold for 14 years, because we couldn't properly pay attention. And the bottom line, says the Ramban, is that our mitzvahs need our undivided attention. In the past few parshios, we read about the incredibly uplifting story of Matan Torah. The fiery mountain, the voice of Hashem speaking to the people fainting, as the Medrash tells us, and being revived, and finally, the giving of the mitzvahs and the Torah by Moshe Rabbeinu. After hearing all these stories, it's almost impossible for anyone to make sense or understand the grave mistake of the Chet HaEgel. It happened only a few weeks later. How could it be that the very same people who experienced the most divine revelation in the history of the world, how could they possibly have fallen so low in such a short span of time? Obviously, this is the question that strikes anyone who has been following the storyline of Sefer Shmos. But listen to a Medrash on Shir HaShirim, which I think gives the answer to all of our questions, and addresses an issue that our generation faces today more than ever before. Shir HaShirim, as we know, is all about the loving relationship between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're described as the beloved wife of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and our relationship is expressed in the most intimate of terms. The pasuk in the fourth parak of Shir HaShirim writes, Livavtini ba'achas me'enoyich. You have loved me with one of your eyes, which I always understood to mean that you love me so much that there was nothing else that you were interested in the world. You made it as if you had only one eye, which was looking toward me and seeking out my love. This was always the way I understood the pasuk, until I came across the following very fascinating medrash. The medrash in Shir HaShirim writes that this pasuk, Livavtini ba'achas me'enayach, is describing Klal Yisrael at the time of Matan Torah. Listen to the medrash. Mahu ba'achas me'enayich, asked the Medrash. What does it mean, you loved me with one eye? Says the Medrash, Ela sheba'ayin hashenis, it means that with their second eye, kvar hayu mistaklin al ha'egel. The reason that they fell into the trap of the Egel Hazav was because on the occasion of Matan Torah they were not completely focused on what they were doing. They had one eye on the Torah, but the other eye was wandering. It was in other places, thinking about other things, planning the next step of the way, instead of being completely focused, engrossed, and absorbed in what was happening right now in front of them. That type of attitude, says the Medrash, can lead to an Egel Hazav. If a person doesn't appreciate and take advantage of the experience that he's currently in, he can become so confused and ultimately fall to such a low. All it takes is for one eye to wander, just a little bit, and we've already lost the momentum and the gravity of their overall experience. Our generation needs to learn how to focus better. Nowadays, we have a tremendous urge to check our emails, to respond to a text, and we're completely addicted to information and constant contact that we simply can't focus on anything anymore. A 40-minute shacharis can't go by without us checking to see if someone texted or called us. How often have we seen people in the middle of Shmona Esrei even, responding to a text or scrolling through a Facebook post? I can't remember the last time I was at a minyan that someone's phone didn't ring. Why can't we just turn off our distractions for a short period of time during the day? We just have so much difficulty staying focused. It's so hard for us. But we shouldn't let these realities discourage us. After all, we're human beings, and we naturally get distracted. We need to know, and we need to think about a way to remind ourselves what it is that we are doing. We're no greater than Yaakov Avinu, we're no greater than the Kohen Gadol or than Moshe Rabbeinu, who also needed practical reminders for themselves in order to stay focused on what was happening in front of them. So how do we do it? How do we keep ourselves attentive and absorbed in what it is that we're doing? How do we control ourselves while we're eating dinner with our spouses or doing homework with our children? And I think the answer to this lies in an incredible insight of the Kotzker Rebbe on Parshas Vayeshev. At the outset of the story of Yosef and his brothers, Yaakov Avinu tells Yosef to go out to the fields and check up on his brothers and on the sheep. This was a mission that changed more than just the life of Yosef HaTzadik and his brothers, but in fact, it changed the entire history of the Jewish people forever. The Psukim tell us, Yosef Avinu ventures out, Vayimtzeu ish, and a man finds him, Vihinei soa basada, and Yosef is wandering in the field, Vayishaleu ish lemar, and this man asks Yosef HaTzadik, Ma tevakesh, what it is that you are seeking? To which Yosef responds famously, Es achai anochi mevakesh, I am looking for my brothers, Hagida na li eifo heim roim, please tell me, please direct me to where they are pasturing. A very short and very simple conversation between the Malach and Yosef HaTzadik. But in this conversation, the Heilige Kotzker Rebbe sees a tremendous message for us. Vihinei soa basada, says the Kotzker, and he was wandering in the field. This is a metaphor for a man and his life on this earth. The Kotzker tells us that people often find themselves wandering and searching in life. They're lost and they don't know the direction in which their lives are supposed to be headed. It is then that the Malach comes to you, he pulls you aside and he says, listen well, Yosef. You're about to embark on one of the greatest odysseys in history. You're going to be thrown in a pit. You're going to be taken down to Mitzrayim. You're going to be sold into slavery. You're going to be falsely accused. And you're going to spend time in a dungeon. And then after all that, you're going to become the viceroy. And in your lifetime, you're going to have experiences that will touch the greatest heights and go down to the lowest depths. But let me tell you, says the Malach, what is the key to success under all of these difficult and trying circumstances? It's one thing that you need to remember. Ma tevakesh. What is it that you seek? What is your goal and what is your objective? Always remain focused on what it is that you are trying to accomplish. There will be a distraction and there will always be distractions, but never take your eye off of the target. The Kotzker explains that if a person focuses on what it is that they're trying to get to, then no matter what happens to him, no matter how many distractions he might be faced with, the greatest troubles or the greatest successes, nothing will ever get in his way because he knows that he is a man on a mission. Think about a laser beam which is focused and increases its power to the extent that it can even cut through a diamond. And the major difference between a laser beam and ordinary light is that the laser beam is focused and regular light is diffused. This is exactly what the Kotzker is teaching us. Life has distractions. Human beings get distracted. Whether we like it or not, this is the reality of our condition, and this is what it is. But the only way to stay focused and remove these distractions is if we are goal-oriented people, and we make sure to always keep our eye on the overall objective. Everybody needs reminders. You can be the Kohen Gadol, you can be Yaakov Avinu, or Moshe Rabbeinu, but everyone gets distracted, and everyone needs reminders to stay on track. This is what psychologists call as the difference between latent awareness and focused awareness. When we're there, but we're just not completely there. Let's take the lessons of the tzitz, the constant reminder that all that we do is for the sacred goal of Kodesh LaHashem, and may we all be zocha to the tremendous bracha and siyata d'shmaya in all that we do in life. I wish everyone a wonderful Shabbos.